I'm pulling out of the parking lot. We all know what that means. It's time for another drive to work. And yet again, taking my son to camp. It's summer. I mean, whenever I record these, I always record about 6 to 8 weeks ahead of time. So I guess it's still summer, but it's early summer for me and later summer for you. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about Twitter. Twitter is something that I've been on for quite a while. In fact, of all my social media, I have the most followers on Twitter. I have, I checked this morning, according to Twitter, I have about 55,700 followers as of today. And that is my biggest following. I mean, I'm on a bunch of social media. I'm obviously on, besides Twitter, I'm on Tumblr, I'm on Instagram, I am on Google Plus, I do a bunch of different things, but I think of every social media platform that I'm on, Twitter is clearly the biggest. And Twitter is the one, that's true, I'm on Tumblr every day pretty much too. But Twitter is the one where every morning I wake up and I post a few things to Twitter. So I'm going to talk about sort of my involvement with Twitter, how I got involved on Twitter, what I think the weaknesses and strengths of Twitter are, and sort of talk about how I use it as a means to communicate with all of you. Anyway, that's today's topic, is Twitter. Okay, so, real quickly, let me explain what Twitter is for some of you that might not know what Twitter is. I assume most of you know what Twitter is, but I like to explain things since everybody doesn't know. Okay, so Twitter is a social media built around the following premise, which is you can do what are called tweets, little mini posts, and you have 140 characters to say what you want. That includes spaces. So the idea really is it was designed as being something that was very tight, and it requires you to sort of be very concise in your messaging, which ended up being a big part of what makes Twitter so interesting. Now, part of Twitter has become not just are you writing things, but you're doing pictures and links and things. And as Twitter's evolved, I know they've slowly, like, originally when you would post a picture, like, the number of spaces it took to register your picture counted against your 140. And recently, I think they stopped counting pictures against your word count. Links might be not counted against your word count anymore. But anyway, the thing about it was it is a way to interact with people in a nice, clean, concise way. And it also is very fast. The thing about Twitter is it's very in the moment. Like, what I've learned is I learn breaking news from Twitter. That is where I learn if some celebrity dies or some event happened. Like, Twitter's where I learn about it. Because it is on Twitter instantaneously, where, you know, any other media source usually just takes a little bit of time to trickle down. Twitter for me has become, I like to figure out each of my social media, how I use it and what to do with it. For example, Tumblr is where I tend to answer questions. Tumblr is my blog. The column is where I write long form, sort of explaining why we're doing things, and I talk about things. That's what my column is for. This podcast is, it lets me really dig in deep into issues to go, like, I get more content in a podcast than I do in any other form of what I do. So it allows me to really go in deep on a particular topic. One of the things about Twitter was it really allows me to be more instantaneous, to read the pulse of things, and to interact with people in a more direct, fast way. Now, do I answer questions on Twitter? Sometimes. I mean, one of the things about Twitter is I get to interact with people, and so sometimes people will ask me questions. The limitations of Twitter, meaning I can't really go in depth, means that a lot of topics are hard for me to answer. Not that I won't try. I mean, one of the things that I do quite a bit sometimes is I'll get into discussions with people on Twitter, which, you know, is, and the thing about Twitter is, those that don't understand, the way it works is I post things. So I am at Maro254, which I'll get to in a second. Maro254. And the idea is I post things. So anybody who wants to follow me can see whatever I post. That is public. Whatever I post is public. It's not hidden. There is messaging and things, and that's not public. But most of Twitter, as I post something publicly, and anybody who chooses to follow me can follow me, and they can see it. Like I said, I have about 55,000 or so followers. What that means is there's 55,000 people that in their their threat. The idea is you choose who you want to follow, and then in your feed, everybody you've chosen shows up. Now, there's all algorithms and things about what order they show up in and stuff. But the idea is my followers will see my tweets. And so one of the things I always do, so in the morning I wake up and I always do a couple things. First off is I have my thing called Head-to-Head, which is a three-week voting thing. I did a podcast on this, obviously, where people, like right now, as if I recorded this, we're just ending up the format one, to tell you the time frame. And the idea is I picked 16 formats that people currently play. I pit them against each other for 15 days. It starts as a round of 16, goes to a quarterfinal, to a semifinal, to finals, and there's a winner. So I post that every weekday morning. Then also every weekday morning, I post my comic, which is Tales from the Pit, which is a little comic I make using an app that allows me to take a picture, often magic art, but sometimes pictures of R&D people or stuff, and I can add word balloons or captions or whatever, and I have a little comic that I do every day. So in the morning, I always get up, and I will post my Head-to-Head, and I will post my Tales from the Pit, assuming it is a weekday. On Mondays, I normally will post a link to my column, because my column goes on Mondays. And then on Fridays, I will post the links to my two podcasts. My podcasts go up on Mondays, but for my social media, for Twitter, Tumblr, and Google+, I post them the Friday ahead of time. So if you want to hear them as soon as you can hear them, my social media, I post them on Friday. They go up on the website, I think, on Monday. Or at least my column links to them on Monday. I think they're technically on the website if you have a link. But to get the link, you need to get it from my social media. That's the stuff like I do on a regular basis. Those are the things that I always do. And then there's a lot of things that I do on occasion on Twitter. Before I get to that, though, let me answer the question. One of the most common questions I get, I will answer now, which is why at Mauro254? Why is that my handle? Well, all of them are at, that's for sure. Mauro is my nickname, for those that don't know that. I assume most of you do. M-A is for Mark, R-O is for Rosewater. It came from when I was filling the hole for... I was on the Mirage development team. I filled a hole, which was the card Mauro. Bill Rose, who was the leader of the team, wrote down, because it didn't have a name, what he typed in to get me on the email system. Bill had figured out the shortest number of combinations of letters he could type to get anybody's name. To get me, he had to type M-A, my first two letters, R-O, the last two letters. So he just wrote Mauro on the card. Through creative team, thought that was the name and thought it was... I mean, they knew it was a reference to me. They thought it was funny, so they left it. So anyway, that ended up becoming a nickname for me. So if you ever go online, people refer to me as Mauro. 254 is... I tried to just do at Mauro. Clearly, there was another at Mauro. So 254 is my favorite number. Why is it my favorite number? I don't know. I don't think your favorite numbers are all that logical. For some reason, when I was very little, I picked it as my favorite number. I'm sticking by it because I'm loyal to my favorite number, 254. So once I couldn't get at Mauro, I'm like, okay, let me just pick a, you know, I've tried to pick something that no one else would have. So at Mauro 254. And so let me walk through different things. So one thing that I do on the site is whenever I see something, like I follow a bunch of things that are very magic oriented. I follow a few things that aren't magic oriented. And when I see things I think my followers will like, I will retweet them. So retweeting means you take, so when you post something, it's called a tweet. So you can read other people's tweets and then let your followers see those tweets. It's called a retweet. So I can retweet things. So one of the things I do is I follow a lot of people, mostly magic people, that might have interesting things. And so if I see anything interesting, I will retweet it. I would say about 90 to 95% of the stuff I retweet is magic-oriented stuff. But there's like 5%. There's a few things I follow. Or sometimes even the magic people I follow have something funny they'll post and I'll be entertained by it. So I do post a few fun things that aren't magic related, but and I do a little bit personal stuff. I'll get to that in a second. But most of what I do is retweet sort of magic related stuff. Sometimes when I retweet, I will put comments on it. Most often I just retweet. The other thing I do is whenever there's announcements to make, I will sometimes post things on there. If somebody else makes the announcement, I'll often just retweet the announcement. Like the official Magic website, Magic site, Twitter site, post something, I can retweet that. As a side note, by the way, if you want to get on Twitter, Twitter has more magic-related people on it than any other social media. If you go to Tumblr, yeah, there's a bunch of people that do magic stuff on Tumblr. You know, I'm the only one I know that does Instagram or Google Plus. I know a few people do Facebook. But really, the place, if you want to follow magic on social media, not everybody's on social media. I'm sorry, not everybody's on Twitter, but, for example, of the designers, I'm on Twitter, Ken Nagel's on Twitter, Ethan Fleischer's on Twitter, Sean Main's on Twitter, Gavin is on Twitter, I don't know if Jackie is, Jules is, Gottlieb, I think is, although he doesn't post very often. But like, for example, most of the design team is on. I think almost all of the development team is on. Aaron is on. I mean, pretty much, if you want to have inside news, and not only that, there are, Magic has an official Twitter site that posts a lot of things and a lot of previews. There are brand team members that are on. There are creative team members that are on. Like, there's just a lot of people that are on Twitter. I mean, in the high tens. You know, there's a lot of Magic-related things. Plus, there are a lot of other sites and other things that are on Twitter that are Magic-related. So, if you want Magic news, there is a lot of Magic news you can get on Twitter. Anyway, back to my uses on Twitter. Okay, so I do a lot. I will retweet things. I will put out information. Sometimes, for example, if there's just general confusion about something, I will post on Twitter. It's very common for me to... Usually I learn about things from my blog, although sometimes I learn them on Twitter. And then if I realize there's a misconception, usually I'll post it on my blog and on Twitter saying, oh, people are worried about thing X. Well, thing X isn't happening. Or don't worry about that. That's not true or whatever. The other thing I do with someone on Twitter is I'll answer questions. I don't answer nearly as many questions on Twitter as I do on Tumblr. So if you really, really want me to answer questions, Tumblr's a better bet. But I do answer usually short, quick, simple questions on Twitter. Some things are more complex, and not that I don't occasionally try to answer more complex questions, but it's tough. But usually if people want to know something real basic, I will try to answer if I can. So the way Twitter works is there is an @... I can read a thread, which is anybody who's writing directly to me. So the way Twitter works is when I post, you see anything I post. But if I send it to somebody, meaning I start my tweet with somebody else's name, essentially, only that person and the people that follow me and that person will see it. So let's say I write to @Bob. I'm making that up. There's no @Bob. But let's say I write to @Bob. Anybody who follows me and follows @Bob will see me responding to Bob. So sometimes people ask me questions, I'll respond to them, but the average person doesn't necessarily see me answering all the individual things because only people that follow me and that person will see it. And by the way, if you've never been on Twitter, Twitter is... when I first got on, I remember I compared Twitter to feeling like my stand-up days where there's a lot of just trying to be pithy in a short amount of time. The two things I compare Twitter to is poetry and stand-up comedy. Because a lot of times what you're trying to do in both is get your point across in the most succinct way possible. Stand-up comedy has what we call one-liners. And Twitter reminds me a lot of a one-liner, which is I'm trying to be funny, but I have one line to do it in. And poetry is a lot similar, where I'm trying to get a lot in very little space. And I enjoy the conservation of Twitter. And like one of my general tips is I will write something and just see how long it is. And if it goes over, because it tells you when it's over, it'll tell you how many characters you're over. And then I go back and go, oh, do I need that word? And a lot of what I learned is that the sentence I write, I really always overwrite a little bit. Like I always can take out words and still have the meaning I need in it. So I find Twitter is a good lesson for crack that. If you've never been on Twitter, I heartily say if you want to be interconnected to magic, and the other thing that happens is when events happen, not just events in the world, which is also a cool way to learn events in the world, but when events happen in magic, in the magic ecosystem, Twitter is the place to be. You're going to find out quickest if something happens. there's a lot of magic people, a lot of people that deal with magic, not just on the wizard side, but all across, that if you really want to sort of follow the magic celebrity, if you will, Twitter's nice. And the nice thing with Twitter is you can respond and interact with people. I respond all the time with people on Twitter. Twitter can write to me, and if I have easy answers or something I want, you know, I will respond to people. I respond quite a bit on Twitter. And it's one of the big things about the age of social media. Like, people write me questions on Tumblr, and I answer questions, but I get so many questions on Tumblr that the hit rate on Tumblr is a little smaller. It's not, by the way, that I answer more questions on Tumblr, just way less people ask me questions on Twitter. Although, to be fair, probably if you want your question answered, I answer a lot more questions on Tumblr. Anyway, but one of the neat things about Twitter is it gives you a chance to interact with people. There's a bunch of different famous people I've had a chance to interact with on Twitter, and it's quite a rush, you know, just like, oh, so-and-so. You know, like I did a podcast not too long ago about VidCon, and I, like, for example, I showed up at Anaheim. The event was in Anaheim, and I posted on Twitter saying, "Hey, I'm at VidCon. Does anybody have any suggestions? I've never been here before with my daughter." And someone said, "Oh, Hank Green, the founder and CEO of VidCon, plays magic." And I said, "Really?" And then he replied, goes, "Well, I do play, not as much as I used to. I used to play a lot. I'm busy now, but I still play from time to time." And I was able to respond to him. And, like, here I am talking with Hank Green, like the CEO of the, you know, of VidCon, the event I'm at. That was pretty cool. And I've had a couple of experiences like that, which is pretty neat. So on the flip side, if you want to interact with me, it's one way to have that opportunity. Another thing that, by the way, another fun use that I have for Twitter is... whenever I need to crowdsource information, I will go to Twitter. So, for example, when I'm doing a column where I need people to ask me questions, I go to Twitter. Both because I have the most followers, because the system on Twitter gives me nice, concise questions, and because it's just the fastest. If I ask it, I'll get questions within, you know, within half an hour, I'll have a whole list of questions I can ask. I also will ask, I mean, I mostly post magic stuff. I also post some personal stuff. And so... if you want to get a little insight of me and my family, you know, Twitter will definitely do that. I'll occasionally post. I mean, I mostly write about magic, but you get a little sense of me on my Twitter. I also have fun that whenever I'm trying to figure something out, I do crowdsource a bit. Like, the perfect story is we were at dinner one day. We were at Outback Steakhouse, for those that know that. And there's a little thing you can play. We paid a buck or something to play table games. And one of the things was they were saying, okay, which do you, you know, answer these questions, and then you see if you answer the question the same as the majority answer the question. So one of the questions was, which is better? Which would you rather have, a flying carpet or a monkey butler? And so we got into a big fight whether a flying carpet or a monkey butler was the better thing. So I said, okay, we're going on my Twitter. I'm going to ask this question. And so Twitter, the same software lets me do the head-to-head. It lets you ask questions. Lets you do surveys. And so... so I put a survey on, and like 4,000 people informed us that on a 4-to-1 ratio, that a flying carpet was better, which is what I said. So I use Twitter. I mean, I also use Twitter to gather actual information. Sometimes I need to know something. Sometimes the information is serious. Sometimes it's silly. But I do like to sort of interact with the public. I like to. I also use it. Whenever I want to do something, when I have a thought or a feeling, whenever I want to make a quippy line, Twitter's where I go to comment. Like I said, Tumblr's where I go to answer things, but Twitter's more where I go to comment. So if I am feeling something, and I'm allowed to say what I'm feeling, I will post it on Twitter. Sometimes I'm known for doing cryptic things on Twitter, where like I go, oh, you guys are when you guys know what I did today, you're going to be so excited, but I can't tell you for 16 months. I do that occasionally. People yell at me for teasing them. But hey, if you don't want to be teased, you should not follow my Twitter. I think other big uses for Twitter. I do preview cards on Twitter. So one of the rules about the preview cards is the people who have the most followers get the most preview cards because we're trying to get a lot of eyeballs on it. And I have the biggest Twitter following at Wizards. I think the magic Twitter might be ahead of me now, but I'm up there. For individuals, for sure, I'm number one. But anyway, I almost always get a preview card, and I just want to give it away. So one of the things I always do is I will put a little puzzle or something out, and I make people figure it out. They have to earn it. You guys have to earn your preview. And so I'll do different games. It varies. I've done cryptograms, and I've done little quizzes, and I've done a bunch of different things. And then I will show off the card. Usually, I make people earn it on Twitter, and then once they earn it there, I put it on all my social media. So you Tumblr people get a free ride, as do you Google Plus people, and you Instagram people too. Twitter is where I make you earn it. And I will from time to time. I occasionally I'll do trivia on Twitter. And when I see things that just I find funny, I will post them on Twitter. From time to time, something funny happens at work. I don't often do Vines, but occasionally a Vine is up to six second video that's part of YouTube. But I will once in a blue moon do a Vine. In fact, I have a Vine of me trying to high five Matt Tabak that is like getting close to 500,000 tweet views, which is, or whatever, Vine views. What else do I do on my Twitter account? What else do I do? Every once in a while, I'll live tweet things. I don't do that very often. Where I'm at something and I'll sort of, while it's happening, talk about it. Usually the thing I live tweet, when we do parties, like when we do, at PAX sometimes, we'll do parties, we'll reveal cards. And a lot of times I'll live tweet the party, so as cards get previewed, I'll show off the cards and stuff. I also, where I can, do some behind-the-scenes stuff. I try to have fun on Twitter. I mean, one of the things I try to do is I make people say, hey, if you love Magic and you just want to sort of get behind-the-scenes stuff, Twitter tends to be more visual. I'm more likely to put pictures there. Although, I will sometimes if I have a cool picture, I'll post it both on Tumblr and Twitter. But Twitter is definitely where when I have a thought, that's where I tend to put it most. And so you get a little sight. Twitter is weird for me in that sometimes I'm super active and sometimes a little less active. I will always, every weekday, I will always post Head to Head and Tales from the Pit, and I will post my, like I said, I'll do that every single day. So, like, bare minimum on Twitter, you'll get that every day. It depends kind of what's going on. It also depends, I will answer questions and things, so sometimes people don't see that if you're not following. You can, by the way, there's a way to follow, you can follow everything I say regardless of who I'm saying it to. There's a way to do that. I don't know if I'm ahead how to do that, though. There's some stuff like TweetDeck and some places where you can watch that give you more options than the traditional Twitter client does. Another cool thing, a little real quick story. So there's this thing on Twitter called verification. And what it does is Twitter realized a while back that there's a problem where celebrities often will, people will imitate them, and that they wanted a way for people to know, you know, when it says it's Scarlett Johansson, it's really Scarlett Johansson, or you know, pick your celebrity. It's really Robert Downey Jr., naming Avengers. So one of the things is, you know, I have a decent amount of followers, 50,000, 55,000. So I wanted to get verified forever, but it's not something that you just can ask for. It's kind of something where they come to you. And so one day I was on Twitter and somebody asked me about verification, and I'm like, I'd love to get verified, but I don't know how to do it. And then somebody else posted and said, hey, I work at Twitter. Why don't you talk with me? And so he helped figure, like, there's a process. So he helped me figure out how to work the process, and I submitted things, and I got verified. So if you look at my Twitter, you'll see a little check mark in a blue circle, which means I'm a verified Twitter follower. So I was very excited. In fact, it was so funny. I got verified, and I went home to my wife. I'm like, I got verified. And she's like, I have no idea what that means. I go, on Twitter. She goes, yeah, I don't know anything about what you're talking about. And I explained to her that if she understood it, it would be very exciting. But she was happy that I was happy, but had no idea what I was talking about. My wife is not on social media. But you would know if you were on my Twitter. But anyway, I'm almost at work, so... really what I wanted to say today is there are a lot of fun things I do on Twitter. There's previews I do on Twitter. There's behind-the-scenes pictures and stuff I do on Twitter. There's a lot of funny thoughts. I do a lot of retweeting of things I think are relevant. So if you're on Twitter, I hope that you already follow me. But if you don't, please follow me. And if you're not on Twitter, it's something you might want to check out. It is, of all the social media I use, it's the one I find the most useful, especially for current events like... Like I'm saying, I literally, like, if I want to know news now, I don't turn on the TV. I don't even go on the internet. I go to Twitter. Twitter is by far the most fastest and most efficient way to learn news. You need to make sure you follow a good wide variety of people. That's the other trick for Twitter is if you follow people too much like yourself, you'll sometimes miss things because it'll go, oh, you like these kind of things, and it'll shield you a little bit from the rest of the world. So you got to make sure you follow a variety of people so you can see different kinds of things. That's important. But anyway, I'm in my parking space. So, today was a little quicker. This is quicker than normal. Oh, wait a second. So I'm at 25 minutes. So what happened was I dropped off Adam, and I guess I must have hit really good traffic. So let me add 1 or 2 minutes here. I like to be close to 30 minutes. And normally my ride is 30 minutes, but when I drop Adam off sometimes, usually traffic slows me down, so I end up being about 30. But I see that I'm a little short. Somebody say anything else about Twitter that I can talk about? Let's see. What else can I talk about? The other fun thing that happens on Twitter is there are a lot of personalities on Twitter. So if you follow different people, I will goof around a lot with other magic celebrities, if you will. And so, one of the nice things is we all know each other. You know, I've been obviously doing this forever. And so I know a lot of the other magic celebrities. And so we will goof around a lot, especially in R&D. R&D will goof on Twitter quite a bit and we'll make fun of each other and just do silly things. So if you kind of want to, like, one of the fun things about Twitter is you get a chance to see the camaraderie of R&D, of some of the different magic celebrities, of sort of how, I mean, we all know each other and so we goof around with one another. And so it's kind of fun to watch and see that happen. I think that's kind of cool. Another thing that happens on Twitter is, because of the links. So when I talk about retweets, what that means is people will post things and I'll retweet them. But one of the most common things that happens on Twitter is that people will see content elsewhere on the internet that they like, articles or different things, and then they will link to it and they'll do a hot link. And so the idea is the Twitter says, oh, check this out, and then you can click on it and you can go see the article. And so Twitter's also been a real good sampler. Like, one of the nice things about being on Twitter is it really, like, if you want to know what are the relevant articles, what are the hot things on the internet right now, Twitter does a really good job of calling a lot of that and letting you see it and going, okay, well, here, like, I don't necessarily, like, I mean, I'm on a bunch of social media, but I find Twitter's the thing that most says, hey, have you seen this? And then that's the thing people are talking about. So Twitter's really good at looking at links. Also good at pictures and things. One of the things you need to figure out is who you want to follow, and that it also does a really good job. Like, one of the things, for example, is, like, I follow The Onion, for example. Because one of the things I learned is the funniest thing about The Onion is the headlines. And so what they tweet is the headline. Now, sometimes if you want, you can go read the article. I don't actually read that many Onion articles, but I love the headlines because most of the joke is in the headline. So that's a fun thing that, you know, like, it's something that I... Twitter, there's all sorts of things. If you want to get on Twitter, there's so many different things. Like, let alone in magic. Just in magic, there are, like I said, there's 50-plus people that are just Wizards employees. There's another 100, 200, 300 magic celebrities. You know, there's lots of different people there. And depending on the websites maybe you care about, you can there's just lots of things going on where you can see things. I also do things like I take all my stuff, like my articles and my podcast stuff, and post it there. So if you only follow Twitter, you'll see my linking to things. You know, you don't necessarily need to individually go to them, although you still can. I'm not stopping you from doing that. What else happens on Twitter? Last things on Twitter. The other thing that I think is interesting about Twitter is... here's my final thing on Twitter is... one of the things that I always do when I post something is I always type it in, then I read it, then I go, should I hit send? There's a lot of self-censoring that goes on Twitter, but I hit send sometimes when I go, maybe I should hit send. I'm better than most of not hitting send. There's a few other members of R&D that are a little more, let's send it. But you definitely sort of, I think it gives you an insight behind the scenes. It's a little different, and it's pretty personal, and has a lot of sort of, I don't know, I think it's kind of fun. Really, my lesson of my message of the day today is, if you aren't on Twitter, consider Twitter. Twitter's a lot of fun, and especially if you care about magic and the magic ecosystem and the Magic community. There's a lot there, and there's a lot you can sort of intermix with, which is fun. And if you're on Twitter but you don't follow me, come on! You listen to my podcast? You don't follow my Twitter? You follow my Twitter. Okay, now that I checked, I've now passed the 30-minute mark. So I can now feel that I've given you a full 30 minutes of content. Anyway, I'm now in my parking space. So we all know what that means. It means it's the end of my drive to work. And instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. And Twitter. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.